The city of Alice Springs is a place rich with history and amazing landscapes. It's still the center of business for those who call Central Australia their home and a place that people love to explore. We'll do that as well on today's edition of The American Countryside.
The National Association of Farm Broadcasting Foundation is offering three $5,000 college scholarships: the Glenn Kumerow Memorial Scholarship, the George Logan Scholarship, and the Orion Samuelson Scholarship. Applicants must be a college junior, senior, or grad student and must be enrolled in or transferring to an agricultural communications curriculum with concentration or application in broadcast media. For more information or to apply, go to nafbfoundation.com.
Hi, this is Jennifer Coolidge. The American Heart Association says the disco song Stayin' Alive is the near-perfect beat for hands-only CPR. If you see a teen or adult collapse from cardiac arrest, you only need two steps to help save a life. Call 911 and push hard and fast in the center of the chest to the beat of the song Stayin' Alive. Disco is back and it's saving lives. To learn more, go to heart.org/hands-only-CPR.
Nationally supported by the WellPoint Foundation.
In the early 1870s, the first telegraph line was constructed across Central Australia. It required a survey of land to establish 12 repeater stations to transmit the signal over that distance.
So a few people came up from the southern part of the country and they walked through this area in the middle of Australia and they stopped right here at the banks of a river, which we now know as the Todd River.
Tony Emmel says the spot they picked became the site of the central repeater station in the center of the country. The group also named the landmarks in the area.
What we will do is when the construction team arrives, we will call the repeater station Stuart in honour of the explorer. We've named the river the Todd after our boss, and we will name the little water hole or the sandbank in the river after his wife Alice.
The city that grew at this point was named for the springs. Thus, Alice Springs was born. But perhaps the name isn't the best fit.
The irony of all of this is Alice Todd, wife of Charles, never even came to this part of Australia. She's never even seen any of this land at all, and there are no springs here either.
Those builders didn't understand what they were seeing.
Our first European people through the area assumed that any groundwater that was visible had come from a bubbling spring under the ground. Therefore, they named it Alice Springs. Not the case.
Actually, it's just a pool that doesn't evaporate as quickly as other areas. The Todd River is usually dry. In fact, it may not have water flow for over a year or years. More from the area next time as we travel the countryside. In Alice Springs, Australia, I'm Andrew McRae.